We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Men of Property.
12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bond Street. 6. They're going to land 7, on Bond Street.
8.
Bond Street with 4 houses.
9.
That'll be.
10. 11. 12.
Hey?
Community chest.
Wait a minute. Where was you?
The Strand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Community chest.
You jammy toe-leg. That's all my property round that corner.
Now, let's look. It is your birthday. Collect £10 from each player.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mayfair. That's mine. Mayfair Hotel on it. That'll cost you £2,000. That's you wiped out.
No, it's not. I can pay it. 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, 1,300 and 50, and 60, and 65...
You haven't got it?
66, 67...
633 short.
How much will you give me for Vine Street?
I don't want it.
I bought the waterworks off for you.
That's your fault. I want the money. You'll have to sell some of your houses.
I'm not selling any houses.
Mortgage Liverpool Street Station.
I'll manage my own affairs, thank you.
I'll give you £100 for that, then.
£100? For Piccadilly?
£150, then. That's my last offer.
I can't very well refuse it, can I? You wait till you want to sell. There you are. Piccadilly.
There you are. £150. You ain't got enough.
I know. I can't count.
You'll have to sell your houses.
Mind your own business. I'll mortgage Liverpool Street Station. £100.
You're still £383 short.
I'll sell you Coventry Street.
Don't want it.
I'll sell my houses then.
I said you'd have to.
Four houses. At half price. That's £400 from the bank.
I'll have that.
Wait. I want £17 change. Right. You'll go.
2. Liverpool Street.
You owe me.
Ah, you just mortgaged it.
Oh, God.
Another go. 7. £200 for passing go, and that puts me on, community chest.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. It says, advance to Old Kent Road. If you pass go, collect £200. Right the way round. That's £400 for pass and go twice.
Oh, well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, you can't compete against luck like that.
It's not luck, mate. It's skill.
That'd be ridiculous. You haven't landed on anything of mine. Every time I come round, wallop, Mayfair. £2,000.
You should have bought it when you had the chance.
I couldn't afford it, could I? I spent all my money building up my houses on Bond Street.
Yeah, you don't know how to play the game. It's your go. The postman.
I'll have my go in a minute. And don't touch anything. I know how much money I've got. £17.
Yeah.
He's cheating. He's got to be cheating. Hello, what's this? Oh, HMS. The Crown Commissioners.
Here, Dad.
What?
The Crown Commissioners. We've got a letter from the Crown Commissioners. I wonder what they want.
Well, unless they've written the message on the back of the envelope, you won't know till you've opened it, will you?
The occupiers Here. I thought we owned this place.
We do. We've got a 99-year lease.
How long have we had it?
Let's see. My grandfather bought it in, we've had it 99 years.
Yeah. And it's expired. 3 months' notice of termination of lease.
What does that mean?
We're being booted out. I didn't know anything about this. I always thought you owned it.
No, it's leasehold. It's Crown property, this place. The Queen owns it.
The Queen?
Yeah. She owns the yard, the stables, the house, the sweet shop next door, and the Indian restaurant across the road.
What's she want an Indian restaurant for?
I don't suppose she knows it's an Indian restaurant. I've never seen her in there. Anyway, it hasn't always been an Indian restaurant. It's part of her estates. It's been handed down to her. This land's been in her family for centuries.
So all these years, she's been our landlady?
Yeah.
If I'd known that, I would have put in for an indoor Kazi. That's her, letting us live in conditions like this. I bet her corgis live better than we do.
No, I don't suppose she knows. She's got property all over the place. She can't keep up with everything. She's got other things to do. That's why the Crown Commissioners look after it for her. Well, you don't expect her to come round with a rent book every week, do you?
A rent book? I've been conned.
What do you mean?
All these years, you've been dangling this place in front of me. You kept me on a better string. You said that when you die, all this would be mine. And it's not. It's hers. You lied to me.
I didn't. I forgot. 99 years is a long time.
I've wasted my life in this rat hole, and I've got nothing. My inheritance is right up the spout. I've got nowhere to live. I've got nothing.
Perhaps if we wrote to her nicely and she'd let us stay on. I mean, I don't expect she needs it. At least, not right away. Unless she wants to turn it into a grace and favour place.
It'd have to be a pretty rotten favour to give somebody a place like this.
Here. 3 months? Is that all we've got?
Wait a minute. There's a bit more.
What?
Oh, it says, we are directed to inform you that as sitting tenants, you are to be given the opportunity of purchasing the freehold.
Ah, she's selling it off, is she? Poor woman. She must need the money. How much do you want for it?
£750.
Well, that's not bad, is it? Very reasonable. You can see a point. Sell 3 of these a year and he won't have to give up his polo. It's cheap, ain't it, Errol? Worth it. We ought to buy it.
What with? Monopoly money? We haven't got 750 pence. Oh, you're brilliant too, aren't you? You own the half a landerman, you're playing this. You've got more property than she has. Till we get down to the real bricks and mortar, and then you haven't got a pot to spit in.
I'll write to her and tell her I'm an old soldier.
Oh, shut up. It's got nothing to do with her. It's just called Crown property. It's something about a government in actual fact.
I've changed my mind. We're not buying it. If they're asking 750 for it, you can bet your life it's only worth 300.
It's a snip at 750. It's got to be worth 3,000 or 4,000. I mean, the site alone is worth that. It must be. 750. Where are we going to get hold of that kind of money?
Well, it's easy in Monopoly. The bank gives it to you.
Yeah, but we're not playing. What did you say?
I said, the bank gives it to you.
That's it. We'll get it from the bank.
How can we get it from the bank? We haven't even got a bank account.
We'll open one. How much you got?
75 pence and this week's pension.
I got a fiver. That's it. You only need 10 quid to open a bank account.
So we go along there, put 10 quid in, and ask him to give us 750. You must be crackers. He'd sling us out.
No, he won't. That's what banks is for. That's how they exist. Lending money. Well, you've seen him on the telly. The wife says, how am I going to buy a new hat and a gas stove? They open the cupboard and there's the bank manager sitting in there. No problem, he says. Open an account with me and you can have the lot.
You don't believe all that rubbish, do you? There's a squeeze on. You won't get a penny out of them.
Look, I don't know much about banks, but I've been chatting to Charlie Miller, and you know what a villain he is. Well, he's got £1,000 overdraft at 29 different branches. He waits till they puts in a new manager, and he's straight in there with a business proposition. He gets his £1,000 and he's off.
Yeah, but he's got the gift of the gab.
Look, we put our best suits on. We go down and see him and put a legitimate business proposition to him for deeds of this property against the loan. Look, I might have to chat him up a bit, you know, a bit of the old Moody. That can feel important. Charlie told me that he's got geezers scouring London for new managers, and he says that the one who had just gone into the branch on the green is a right carrot, or straight up from Somerset. He don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, but if Charlie's been
He hasn't been in there yet. He's saving him. So let's get him first.
Do you think he'll give it to us?
Well, if he doesn't, we'd ask him for 10 quid worth of shillings for the gas meter, turn it on and turn it in. Well, it's either that or we'll be out on the streets. All right. Where do you fancy, Bond Street or Bow Street?
Yeah. Let's finish this game. It's your go.
Yes. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Charles? Oh, we know the Charles. I remember Charles. Advance to Mayfair. Do not pass go. Do not collect £200.
Mayfair, that's mine. £2,000, please.
Oh, goblins!
Take a seat, please. The manager has a customer with him. They shouldn't be long.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Mr. Miller. It's been a great pleasure.
Ian, that's Charlie Miller.
Shh, Nancy Polari.
Very nice to meet you, Mr. Wood. I hope we're going to do a lot of business together. I'll pick you up tomorrow night at 8 in the Rose, all right? Goodbye.
Goodbye, John.
Wait, Charlie.
Hello, Harold.
You got in before us?
Well, there's plenty for everybody.
Oh.
I got 2 grand. No bother. A right carrot.
Is he?
Taking him back to Covent Garden.
No.
The manager will see you now, gentlemen.
Don't forget, a carrot.
A carrot.
Keep him sweet. Plenty of rabbits.
Plenty of rabbits.
See ya.
Your goals is going to be easy, this one.
This way, gentlemen. Mr. Staptoe Senior and Mr. Staptoe Junior.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen. Please sit down. What can I do for you?
My partner and I are considering moving our account to this branch.
Oh, are you? Oh, that is good news.
Just for a trial period, you understand? We are in the process of an agonizing reappraisal of our financial affairs, and if we find the service here is satisfactory, we may decide to keep the account here.
Oh, splendid. And where is your account at the moment?
The post office.
The post office?
In a numbered account, of course.
I see. You have never had a bank account?
No. We are a very old-fashioned firm. My partner, who is also my father, has never trusted banks ever since the Wall Street crash.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he says most of our transactions are on a cash basis. We have never seen the need to have a bank account. But with the extensive modernisations taking place and with the expansive mood of the firm at the moment, and indeed of the market generally, what? I have finally persuaded him that we ought to put the business on a more orthodox footing.
Very wise. What is the nature of your business?
We're egg and bow!
I beg your pardon, Father. Did I tread upon you? We are in the metal recovery business.
Ah, yes, an expanding industry and saving the country millions of valuable dollars on the import of raw materials.
Oh, yes, indeed. Millions, that's us.
How much do you wish to deposit to open the account?
£11.10.
Is that all?
Oh, well, in the number one account, yes. Director's petty cash, you understand.
Oh, I see. You will be opening a deposit account as well?
Eventually, possibly. That will depend on the facilities offered, of course.
Well, I'm sure we can match the facilities offered by any other bank.
We shall see. We have been canvassed a lot by your competitors, you know. Barclays, Coutts, all of that mob.
Yes, well, now, the first thing to do is to sign this form and specimen signatures just there.
Right.
And I shall fill out the first deposit. £11.10, you said.
Yes.
What name does the business trade under?
Staptoe and Son.
Limited?
Very.
My father means, of course, that we have not yet gone public. Though it is at the back of our mind as a very distinct possibility when our accountants feel the time is right to apply to the stock exchange for a quotation. We will, of course, let you in on the ground floor. At par. I'll send you the pink form.
Thank you very much. Staptoe and Son, £11.10. Well, now, if you'd like to give me the money, I'll deposit this straight away.
Of course. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 10 pence.
Thank you very much. I'll just get the forms.
Hey, when are you going to ask him for the conkers?
Hang on. First of all, the gentleman requires your specimen.
Oh, well, you've had that, mate. I've just been. That's my signature.
Now, you behave yourself. We're trying to impress him.
Now, if you'll just sign there, I'll get my secretary to deposit the £11.10. There's your checkbook.
I'll have that. Here, give us that pen. Pay the Crown Commissioner
now,
seven...
Now, not yet.
Miss Mary, deposit this, will you?
Oh, yes, sir, right away.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
Not at all, sir.
Her facilities are all right, aren't they? I bet she's got a big overdraft.
Dick, what? What a card he is, isn't he?
Yes. Well, I've had a very successful morning. This is my second new account today.
Congratulations.
Yes, yes, yourselves and that chappy who's in here before you, Mr. Miller. Seems a very influential young man. Knows a lot of people.
Oh, yes. He's well known, all right.
Of course, I'm new here, and I've just come down from Manchester.
I thought you'd just come up from Somerset.
No! Oh, I'm sorry, Father. Did I tread upon you again?
Well, I must say, I wasn't looking forward to coming. Tales one hears about Southerners being cold and inhospitable just shows how wrong you can be.
How's that?
Mr. Miller, I mentioned I was keen on the ballet and straight away invited me to Covent Garden tomorrow. Oh. I place great store by personal contacts with my customers. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but some people come in here, off the street, open an account, and straight away they expect to borrow vast sums of money on some harebrained scheme, or to buy a car or a house.
See, I told you.
Did I really?
Well, it's just not on, is it?
Isn't it?
No. I mean, it's different if you know the client, met him socially, got to know what makes him tick, so to speak. It goes a long way with me.
Does it? My father and I was wondering if you would care to have dinner with us one night.
Delighted. How about this evening? Can I bring my wife?
Eh? Oh, yes, 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 of course.
Oh, that bit of crumpet that just came in.
Thank you, girl, isn't she? No, a bank manager must be like Caesar's wife, above suspicion.
Yeah, but rag and bone man don't have to be.
Well, gentlemen, where do you propose taking us? I mean, your hands.
Oh, well, there's a very good Indian restaurant just opposite us.
No, I don't think so. I've nothing against them, of course. Some of my best customers are Indians, but I don't like their food.
Hey, how about the Skinner's Arms? They do a nice shepherd's pie.
No.
Well, wait a minute. I know a place. We've heard so much about it up in the provinces. I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, yes. Where?
Excellent. An excellent meal, Mr. Steptoe. Don't you think so, my dear?
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
I enjoyed the caviar. First time I've tasted it.
Is it? Beluga. Yes.
Oh, beluga. Nice. Was it very expensive?
Oh, no. It's about £2 a spoonful, that's all.
The pheasant was delicious. Quite the best I've ever tasted.
Good. I am glad.
You didn't order a main course, Mr. Steptoe. Is there something wrong?
I'm on a diet. Oh, pardon. It's the old tummy trouble. An ulcer, I think. It's the pressure's a big business, you understand?
Mm. Well, Father's taking a long time washing his hands.
He'll be back.
He eats very well for an old man, doesn't he? Two main courses.
Yes. Doesn't he?
Well, I must say this is a very splendid place you brought us to. Do you eat here often?
Oh, yes. We come here all the time. It's like a canteen to us, really.
Well, here we are again. Cool, I needed that. Better out than in, I always say.
Yes, well, go on, Mr. Steptoe. Everything all right?
Yeah, I like this place. I just made myself half a dollar in the bog. I was standing by the sink and some geezer asked me to brush him down. So I did. Yeah, I feel like a stuffed penguin in these tails.
Oh, isn't he a card? Did you manage to get all the coq au vin off of your trousers, Pater?
Yeah. Some of it went through the fly holes, but that'll wash off. It went right through.
And please, adjust your dress.
Oh.
Under your napkin, Father. There is ladies present.
I'm glad it wasn't curry. That would have made me hop about a bit.
Would you care to order a dessert, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, garçon.
La carte?
Pardon?
The menu.
Oh, thank you. Cool, blimey. Mrs. Wood?
Oh, not for me, thank you. I couldn't manage anything else.
Oh, what a shame. Mr. Wood?
No, thank you. Enough is sufficient till the day thereof.
Well, I won't have anything either.
Well, I want some.
Father, you shouldn't. Think of your cholesterol.
I want some pudding.
You've had five courses.
You can't count a salmon mousse. One burp and you're empty. I'm hungry.
There's plenty of bread and jam at home.
I want something now.
You'll get it in a minute right round to you. That'll be all, thank you. Garthon.
Another bottle of wine, sir?
Now, Deville, please.
Cigars?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love one.
Certainly. Ramona. Now, sir, Corona, Romeo and Juliet.
I've got some. Tom Thumbs. They're quite small, but I think you will enjoy them. Yeah, I have them made specially. I mean, one gets so bored with them big things after a meal. They seem to go on for hours, don't you think?
Shall I cut it for you, sir?
Are you taking a Mickey Mush?
Oh, no, sir. Your bill, sir.
Oh, thank you, waiter. 35 quid.
That's very reasonable.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's just what I was thinking.
I'm hungry.
Shut up. Will you take a check?
Oh, yes, of course, sir.
Oh, let me write it out, Harold. I've never written out a check before.
No, I'll write it out. Is the service included?
Yes, sir.
Thank God for that.
Do you realise that you are now £23.90 overdrawn on your current account?
Oh, are we?
But not to worry. I've given a lot of thought to the proposition you put to me during dinner, and I don't think there's going to be any trouble at all. I should be delighted to give you overdraft facilities of 750.
Really?
Certainly. Glad to be of help.
Oh, you realise I only ask because our other capital is all tied up in our expansion programme.
It's quite correct. As Bernard Shaw said, we only loan money to people who don't need it.
Did he say that?
Yes, yes, he did. Oh. Well, the money's yours. We always like to cooperate with our more respected customers.
Oh, that's marvellous. Would you care for a cognac?
No, thank you. I'm driving.
Was everything to your satisfaction, sir? Madame?
Oh, very good indeed. As always. My compliments to the chef.
May I suggest that you finish your evening off by visiting our gaming rooms on the first floor? Roulette, blackjack, chemin de fer?
No, thank you. I don't think so.
Gambling? Yeah, let's have a go.
No.
I haven't played roulette since the war. 1919, army of occupation. We was in Cologne, and I went into a casino and I won 29 million marks.
Good heavens! How much was that worth?
32 and a tenner. I've always been lucky at gambling.
We're not going.
Well, it might be rather amusing at that. I shouldn't really, being a bank manager, but, well, perhaps for half an hour or so.
Yeah, but suppose somebody should see you. Yeah.
Everything's all right, in moderation.
Come on, let's take him to the cleaners.
Now, there we are, my dear. £5.
Oh, thank you,
we'll
dear.
Stay until we've lost that. Come along, Mr. Steptoe.
Cool. I'm going to enjoy this.
Come back here, you. Now, listen, you. You be careful. I know you. Once you get the bit between your teeth... You're not playing with Monopoly money now.
Don't you worry about me, mate. I've never lost at gambling yet. By the time I've finished with them, we'll be eating here every night. The horse and all. Lead me to it.
Come in here, you. You great, big, stupid, little, big-head. Look, our second check stub. The Mayfair Sporting Club, £745. Why couldn't you leave when they left? They only blew a fiver. What's he going to say when that slides across his counter tomorrow morning?
It wasn't my fault. The table was rigged.
I thought you said you know how to play the game.
I do.
Liar! The one time your number did come up, you shouted out, house! £35 for a meal. It's going to cost me 785 quid to borrow 750. Now, what's the sense in that? We've got 30 bob left to buy the freehold with. Now, I've got to borrow 1,535 quid to get back to where we was this morning before the postman arrived.
Perhaps if we sent the 30 bob up to the palace and asked time to pay.
It's got nothing to do with her. I wouldn't mind, but I never even saw the money. I got it from him as we left the one table, and it had gone by the time I got to the other table.
What are we going to do, Harold? I'm too old to be kicked out of my home. How are we going to pay the money?
Well, first of all, I'm going out to Charlie Miller's to get a list of his carrots. And if that fails, there's only one other thing we can do.
What's that?
Get a queen down here for a game of Monopoly. Old young lad with one house on it, 1,500 quid. Good night.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Norman Bird as the bank manager, Jean Cook as his wife, and with Michael McClay. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby Jay.